We're talking change today here at the Intentional Living Center, and change is a part of life. It can be uncomfortable, but it is unavoidable. You will never get through your entire lifetime without a lot of change, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. And more than ever, being intentional in the middle of change is a opportunity for you to make a difference. Going through change, that's our topic at the Intentional Living Center.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, the founder of Intentional Living, and your advocate for the family. Well, we've opened up our phone lines and we're ready to talk to you at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. Change, it's inevitable. Change comes in all sorts of sizes and shapes, even at birth. What do? You change the baby, constantly changing, right? But, you know, throughout our lives, we change by age, we change physically. Sometimes there's a change in marital status. Maybe you have left and moved to get to school. There's a change. Now you have an empty nest. Perhaps there's been a loss of a job or a reversal in some area of your life. Things seem to be going along, and then all of a sudden there's a change. And I think Solomon, in his wisdom, really sets the stage for us on this topic of change. In Ecclesiastes, a book of great wisdom, he says, and real insight, he says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And then he gives a long list, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal. And he goes through this pattern of looking at the changes in life. Things never stay the same. And then he gives more insight on that we'll share in just a few minutes. What changes have you been going through? And I would ask, how do you deal with change? Or maybe you have a question about going through change. You just need someone to encourage you. It's going to be okay, because it will, if you follow Christ. Our phone number here is 888-888-1717. Come join us, 888-888-1717. Before we get into the calls and such, our senior producer, Steve Tanner, is here with the announcement that we're now Intentional Living back on the air in Amarillo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amarillo and the Texas Panhandle, even to the eastern plains of New Mexico. Radio by Grace, our brand new ministry partner. We're so happy to be working with Todd and Todd Rollison and Joe Jeffrey there at Radio by Grace. And man, these folks are doing some really cool stuff, Randy. They've got a station, a regular station in Amarillo, but then they have 12 other translators covering Pampa and Canyon and outlying areas to cover a whole bunch of the Texas Panhandle. It's a big area. My wife is from that area, so this area is near and dear to my heart. She grew up in Dimmitt, Texas. So Radio by Grace, we want to welcome them as a brand new affiliate. We've been on the air in Amarillo before, but this is getting us back to the Texas Panhandle and reaching out to the Eastern Plains. And Randy, don't you love what they say? They say for their radio ministry, Radio by Grace, they say they want to be a first responder, preparing and encouraging a non-believer to act on their decision to walk into a local church. They want to be an impetus for that, and then also to build up the body of Christ with biblical teaching and worship. So it's a great honor to be on the air with Radio by Grace in Amarillo and the Texas Panhandle.
Well, you think about their mission. We're talking change today, and that's really what their mission is, and our mission as well, to help people make a decision to change their life.
That's right.
You know, when we think about change, there's really two kinds of change in life. The change that we have control over. There are things that you can change. You can change your mind. You can change your attitude. You have 100% control over that. No one's going to make you think or have an attitude today other than what you choose. But there are those things in life that change around us. Could be health, could be marital status, the work, the environment, the weather, things that we don't have much or any control over. So we talk about both because both are important. That's our focus today. Change, how do you deal with it? How have you faced it? What's your question? What's your input? 888-888-1717.
Dr. Randy Carlson, this is Daddy. I called a couple weeks ago. I had a concern, like, whenever I'm around people, my mind would always say, well, nobody's going to talk to you or nobody's going to sit by you. And and this just haunts me. And so, but I just want to thank you for how you've been focusing on the mind and like changing my mind and my thinking. I'm really trying really, really hard to think different and just rebuke these negative thoughts. Again, I really appreciate you focusing on the mind and striving so hard to renew my mind. And okay, thank you. God bless you. Goodbye.
All right, you're welcome. Glad to be here. She really touched on the core of our intentional living passion, changing our mind. The scripture says in Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your minds, what we tell ourselves, what goes on in our thinking. It goes on to say to be angry but do not sin. The message there is that we have control over our emotions. We need to be not driven by our emotions but using our emotions to drive our life. Goes on to say, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. We have control over what we say. And it's very clear that it says in the next verse or two, that we are to be compassionate and kind, forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us. That, too, is an attitude. We have control over all of those things. In a matter of about 10 verses in Ephesians 4, Paul lays out the formula for change. Control your thinking. Control your attitude, control what comes out of your mouth, make sure you control also what you do, because Paul lays that out as well. We'll talk more about that. Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Mary on the line. Mary, welcome to the program today.
Hello.
I appreciate your call. What have you learned about change in life, Mary?
Just that you have to change your attitude, and it's just up to you. It's a mind. Definitely, you've got to start with your mind.
Well, what did you have to change your mind about?
My life, my worth. My story is, it was perfect starting out. I had the white fence, Michigan home, two parents, went to church, believed in God, and still do. The difference is that back then, as I was growing up, I didn't really, I mean, I read it growing up, but not as an adult. When I was 18, we had moved out here to Arizona, actually earlier when I was 10. When I was 18, my parents ended up getting a divorce, living in Arizona, and no family around. I was the youngest of four. The other three had moved out of the house. My mom killed herself when I was 18. Oh, I graduated 10 weeks later from high school, moved around, you know, to Texas, D.C., basically looking for worth or love. And I was alone and ended up getting married, moved back to Arizona, had two children. One of my oldest, who I hope is listening to this radio station because I texted her earlier. We've had our differences, but I'll tell you what, a couple weekends ago she had some things to say to me that I've been saying to her all her life, which is about attitude and how you think of things and what you tell yourself. That marriage lasted about 3 years, but I had two children, and about 10 years later I got remarried, and that man was of a different nationality and also Catholic, which is different than what I believed in some of the traditional rituals. It was just happened to be different than what I believe. I think I can talk directly to God, and I have been recently. Some of it, you know, yelling at him because of the changes I've had to make. My youngest daughter, we had two children. We were married for 17 years. And he left and went back to his ex-wife with my son at the time, who was 15. My youngest daughter ended up pregnant within the last year. In November, she moved out, moved in with my husband's ex-wife.
So let me jump in for a minute, Mary. This is
you've got a
whole movie there in your life. How has your attitude made a difference? What have you done specifically to get your attitude right? Because that's the real message.
Read
change.
The Bible.
So reading scripture.
Read the word. That's where it's at, and then apply it. It's not just reading it, because I've read it all of my life. And you have to try and apply it, and I'm not going to get it right, and I already know up front I'm not going to get it right, but I'm going to try.
Yeah. Well, listen, when we talk about Scripture, what I quoted a little bit ago from Ephesians chapter 4, you know, it says to us, you're talking about attitude. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. By your bitterness or rage or anger, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven you. All of that in three verses, starting in Ephesians 4:29. And we're talking attitude. Attitude, you know, one thing, Mary, I think you're communicating is that we have 100% control over attitude. You didn't have much control over all that junk that went on in your life, some, but not all. But we do have control 100% over our attitude and response to it. And that's a decision that we have to make. And when we don't, we lose. And so we really encourage people to have the right attitude. Mary, thank you for your call. I got others standing by. We'll be praying for you, but thanks for reminding us of the power of attitude, okay?
Thank you.
All right, appreciate your call today from where? Arizona. We'll get to more calls. You can join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Andy. This is Rachel from Garfield, Kansas. A year ago, I was in a psychiatric hospital, and right now I'm going through a divorce. And I just want to say thanks, because some of the things that I've heard already today on the radio from couples that have been together for 19, 20-plus years has given me courage to move on. I'm supposed to be starting college here in a couple of weeks, and I really was scared at first, but you said something about do something to change your life, and I need to do something to not only change my life for now, but change my life for whenever I do. And I just really want to say thank you for all the encouragement that I've received just today. I haven't listened to your program before, and I just happened to turn it on. Just a blessing, and thank you, and God bless.
You're very welcome. We're glad to be here. Thank you for listening. And thanks for your prayers. You can hear my voice a little deeper today. I got my radio voice on here today. I would encourage you, if you think about this thing of what we do have control over in the midst of change, our thinking, the words that come out of our mouth, our attitude, and even our behavior, the things that we do. These are things we have control over in the midst of anything that's happening. If you want to read about this and you really want to do a little study, I would encourage you to go to the New Testament in the Bible. Go to the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul. The whole book is fantastic. But chapter 4 really zeroes in on this thing of becoming a new person in our thinking, our emotions, our words, and so on. It'll be very encouraging to you. Ephesians chapter 4. Virginia is on the line. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Andy. This is Virginia. How are you today?
Good. Doing okay, except for this throat thing, my voice thing not working, but other than that, doing okay. Thanks.
Oh, well, I'm enjoying a beautiful day out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, looking at the beautiful clouds God has shared with us this morning.
Beautiful place. We love Albuquerque. Yes. What about change? What have you learned?
Well, honestly, I believe I had change in my life about a year ago. And to make a long story short, I was very ill back in 2004-05 with respiratory problems and was almost at the point of going on oxygen. And I begged the Lord to just give me my health back. And then as soon as I found out that I had recovered from all of that and that the Lord had healed my body, he blessed me with my third child at 41, which was a total blessing because we got our son. And so we have two daughters and a son. And then the Lord also opened up many other blessings. He opened up blessings so that I would be able to continue working. And he put me in an area that I never thought I would ever be in, which was a preschool teacher. And that was a blessing in itself because I ran into many beautiful children and children that were able to see the Lord through me in teaching and doing funny, silly things in the classroom. And I enjoyed every single bit of that. And then back about a year ago, I was involved in a car accident, and I could no longer go forth with my ministry that the Lord had given to me because I was in so much pain. And so what happened was that I had to resign from my position at my job, and so therefore I spent a lot of time at home reading my Bible, listening to pastors on Channel 11 and 23, and just building my strength up even that much more and asking the Lord why. Of course, you ask why did this happen to me, you know, but I just praise the Lord now because it was very difficult at the time. And of course, you know that any preschool teacher gets very attached to their students, you know, and they're like your second set of children, basically.
And I think you said, let me just jump in for a minute, because I think you said something I want to just camp on for a minute at the time. And so many of us, when we look retrospectively, we look back upon a time of change in our life. At the time, we didn't understand, or we were caught up in the emotionality of the experience. And then later, when we look back, we see the things that we overreacted or underreacted to. We get a little clearer picture of what was going on and how God was using that to frame us and rebuild us and move us to where we are today. But we're in the middle of the storm. We're just hanging on. When we're in the middle of change, we're just trying to make sense of it. And I think it's really important to understand that even Scripture speaks to this, to you, Virginia, and others listening, where in Ecclesiastes 3, it says a time and a season for every activity. Solomon goes on to say that what does the worker gain by all of his toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men, and this is key, than to be happy and do good while they live. And then he sums it all up, this book of real reflection. It's certainly a book of philosophy of life. At the end of this whole thing in Ecclesiastes, Solomon puts it this way. I've heard everything, and here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. And so in the midst of change, wow, we want to try to get control back, don't we? And we realize we have little. We try to make things all better, and we realize that we can't make things all better. That ultimately, this is a time of change, good or bad, to realize that we're dependent totally upon God. I believe that. If you've been through enough rough changes in your life, you know it as well. That's what change is all about. Okay, Virginia, thank you for your call. Got to take a break. We'll be back with more on intentional living today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. You know where they say that you can't pick your family? Well, yeah, you can, at least your Facebook family. It's a great place to pose your questions, find answers, ask for and receive prayer, and just hang out with a bunch of excellent people who want to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Join today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on the Facebook icon at the top of the page. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more on change. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
How do you tell your spouse you love her?
He sends me a text every morning and says, I love you, have a great day, I was thinking of you.
Enjoy a night with your spouse, laugh, and learn the secrets of communication and creating love habits. The Intentional Living Center presents the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. It's coming to Living Word Bible Church in Mesa and Glendale Church of the Nazarene, Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, and Christ Community Church in Tucson, Saturday, October 18th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At theintentionallife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life, many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook. Check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions, all free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from theintentionallife.com, you can do it.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Hey, Dr. Randy, I ran across this great quote from Mark Twain. Here's what it says. Nothing needs more change than someone else's patterns. What do you think? Was he talking about marriage?
Maybe yours, Kurt. I don't know. I'll tell you, though, we talk about other people, and you heard me say that we tend to judge ourselves on our own intentions. You know, we know what our intentions are. I always have the best intentions. So when I speak up to someone or I say something, I know why I'm saying it, because I have a good intention. Other people judge us on the words or the behavior. They don't understand the intention. Something to remember as you're going through a change, maybe you're meeting in your business or in your marriage, your family, talking about a change. Remember, your intentions may be misunderstood and have the unintended consequences of being damaging and hurtful. So watch your words carefully and your attitude as well. That's what we're talking about, change, going through change. On Facebook, how do you deal with change in your life? Krista says, one day at a time. Cheryl Post, praying and crying, and give what I cannot handle to God. Francine says it's hard at first, but God has a reason for everything. Surrendering all to Him, thy will be done. Michelle just honestly posts, I'm not doing it very well. I stress, I try to plan, I cry, I doubt, I pray, give it to God, talk with my husband. Jeanette says, I try to think of the positive and just go with it. God has a good reason for everything. Come join the discussion on Facebook, by the way, Facebook.com/intentionalliving, or come on over to our website, theintentionallife.com. I have a top 10 list for you called The Intentionals. Top 10 list for deciding if a decision you're about to make is in alignment with God's will for your life. I ask you 10 powerful questions, the top 10 list. So come on over to theintentionallife.com, click on the broadcast highlights, and it is there for you, okay? Pam is on the line in Texas. Pam, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you very much, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate
it. Pleasure.
Appreciate your call. And it sounds like you're in the wind. Are you walking or driving?
No, I'm actually sitting. I was driving, but I stopped.
Oh, you stopped. Okay, good. That's safer.
Okay.
Okay, talk about change. What's your experience with that?
Well, back in 2010, I had cancer. And when I was married at the time, and I married a man that was not a Christian, and I knew better. But, you know, in all our wisdom, we think that we know what's best and that we can change that person, and that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. No.
But we were so busy. So, and I got really sick. And, you know, even though I wasn't close to the Lord at that time, I called out to Him, and He took me through a process that showed me His love and intentional. The way that I go to church and I read the scriptures, and he's laid his hands on me. He showed me his forgiving love, because he didn't have to forgive me for the things that you do when you're not in the Word and not in His will. And so, but through the cancer, I never feared one time. I never had any. I was so at peace.
How did that change? How did that change your life, though, Pam?
Oh my goodness!
In terms of just looking at life and change,
it changed my whole outlook, because when I go to church now and I listen to what the Lord's telling me, mm-hmm. and I listen to our pastor, the words, they just permeate my whole being. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're just sitting there waiting for the end of the sermon, you know. it's so wonderful, because I can tell people now what the Lord has done for me. And so any time that something comes up, I just ask the Lord to be with me. And the fear is gone, you know. And at night when I pray, I've noticed that our pastor keeps telling us, you know, get down on your knees. And, you know, a lot of us say, oh, my goodness, that hurts. I don't want to do that. And so you sit. Well, it's a whole different ballgame when you actually get down on your knees.
Tumbling, isn't it?
Before the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is. And so, you know, things have changed for the better. I'm no longer with this person, but I have forgiven him. We're still friends. People think I'm crazy, but, you know, so be it.
And how's your health?
My health is great.
Good.
I've been cancer-free, and if it comes back again, you never know. But I'm not worried about it. My health is wonderful. The Lord is taking care of me day by day.
Fantastic. Pam, thank you for your call and for your good spirit. You can hear it in her voice, right? I mean, have you faced cancer? Do you have that kind of attitude? God bless you, Pam. You remind us that we can get so caught up in the trivial stuff, sometimes we've got to stop and get the bigger picture. We don't control much, folks. You think you do, but you don't. You don't control your kids as much as you think. Certainly, we don't control what goes on the news. Turn the news on, I just get frustrated. But there are things that we can control. And just remember, the things you can control, you need to control. Your mind. Ephesians 4:23. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds. You do have control over your emotions. 4:26. You do have control over the words that come out of your mouth. Also in chapter 4. You do have control over your attitude. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven you. These are the things you have control over. no matter what change you're going through today, no matter what happens, you have control over those things. And my encouragement to us is let's focus on the things we do have control over. That's really the intentional living message. Get intentional about your thinking, your emotions, your attitude, and certainly the words and the things that you do. And boy, you can change your life.
Hi, my name is Ruth, and since listening to your radio station, I wanted to just say that my entire life has changed. I have a different opinion and a different attitude towards, you know, how I run my life and manage my life. The intentional living is that I recognize that God has blessed me financially and spiritually with my family. I think the intentional living part for me is that I'm finding ways to give back to my community and making that an intentional part of what I do every day.
Good for you. Remember, you don't get intentional to get saved. God does the saving. He loves you intentionally. We give back a life of intentionality because we love Him, and through our love for Him, we in turn can serve others, and that's the good news. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, and that keeps coming back to this theme of what we think. You know, as I hear these testimonies and the calls today, I'm reminded why intentional living exists. We believe that God has called us to this generation for this time, for you and for others, to share one singular message, that when we submit to God and every day choose to take control of our thinking, our attitude, our emotions, and our behavior in subjection and obedience to Christ and to His Word, our lives will be radically transformed. I believe that. I mean, I've seen it. You've heard the stories. And we're here for those of you who are serious about that. That's the kind of life you want to live. If you don't, you're going to turn someplace else. But for those of us who do, welcome to Intentional Living Center. We want to extend our hand and welcome you to the center, let you know that as you support the ministry, because we are listener-supported, we come alongside of you with our monthly teaching, mentoring CDs that I teach specifically for members, those serious on this journey. Also reminding you that we have a free online One Thing Challenge, 4 video classes, ebooks. It's for everyone. Everyone. You can get it today. Be one of over 40,000 have already gone through the course. Just come to our website at theintentionallife.com. When you join us monthly in support, we'll make sure that the monthly CDs come your way as well. Become a member of Intentional Living. Thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Some upcoming programs. You know, you think of the color blue for boys and the color pink for girls. What about a rookie parent? I think of the color green, a green parent. We're talking about rookie parenting. Also, here's a question. Did I marry the wrong person? Can you ask that question? Dare you even consider it? We're going to talk about that as well coming up in a future program. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. See you next time.